The Play Action Podcast is fueled by Picasso's Pizza, where every night is pizza night.
The Bills are back from an extended trip to Chicago, where they had not only a preseason game that was certainly a sight to see, but they also had a joint practice with the Bears. Now, we don't always look back as much on this podcast, but because it was a joint practice, because fans don't have that access, Lance, I want to dive into the joint practice for a little bit, just kind of our takeaways from it and what we thought maybe the team took away from it.
Yeah, it's interesting because you measure that against Sean McDermott's decision to rest his starters in that preseason game because he liked what he saw. In my opinion, I just thought that especially the offense started slow in that joint practice,
right.
Really struggled for the first couple of 11-on-11 drills. But once they got in the red zone, Josh Allen and his receivers really started to get into a rhythm, I thought. And they ended strong. I thought on defense as well, to where there was enough momentum to where you can understand why Sean McDermott just wanted to err on the side of caution.
Yeah, he had talked at one point about bubble wrapping Josh Allen. So I understand the quarterback, especially Allen, not playing in that preseason 2 game. When we talked to Josh Allen on Tuesday of this week, he basically indicated he's not going to play against Tampa Bay as well. He didn't fully say that, but kind of reading the tea leaves, that's what it felt like. So without any action for him in the preseason, you know, that joint practice takes on extra importance.
Yeah, no, for sure. And it was interesting because Sean McDermott stood behind Josh Allen with his whistle to make sure that the Bears didn't touch him. I love that part of it. Ben Johnson did the same for Caleb Williams on the other side. And it's an interesting debate, right? I mean, you see teams across the league take different stances when it comes to preseason. Like Cincinnati's playing all their starters because they've started so slow in recent years.
Right.
But the Bills, just given how many injuries they've had in camp, you know, nothing too severe. Maxwell Harrison's really the only exception to where somebody who's missing several weeks. But yeah, with the MVP quarterback, their season rests on his shoulders. So why risk him in a preseason game when, you know, the bigger questions with this roster is the depth players, and they wanted to use that game against the Bears to evaluate those guys.
One thing I liked about the joint practice was the juice on the sidelines for special teams. That is where a couple fights broke out, but I think people just seeing how excited guys were. Hard Knocks gave a little glimpse of it last night with Ed Oliver being really, really excited for special teams. So I think that was fun to see, you know, those guys get a little shine during the joint practice, but also the intensity there.
Yeah, for sure. And like the some of the guys they were showing, like Jamarcus Ingram, that's where they're going to have to make their impact to earn a spot on this roster. You not only do you have to show well in 11-on-11 drills when you get reps, you know, for him as a corner against, you know, competent starting receivers, but you have to make an impact on special teams. That's obviously an area the Bills want to improve in. They brought in Chris Tabor as their new coordinator, you know, whether it be the returners. The temperature, like Ed Oliver pointed out in that Hard Knocks episode, it was pretty mild up until that point, and then it got a lot more physical and a lot more interesting.
I do want to touch on the game for a second. I thought it was interesting when we talked to Josh Allen how he was saying his takeaway was they don't want to see the Bears in the preseason, which, you know, fair. But I think that's kind of indicative of what the team is thinking as a whole of, yeah, this was a sloppy loss. There are bad elements to it when you look at individual performances. But again, this is the preseason. So I think there's some balance there. You don't want to just kind of wipe it away completely of, oh, it doesn't matter, it's not real. But I think, you know, the score is not the bigger thing. It's more those individual performances.
Yeah, the part that really bothered Sean McDermott, you could tell, was the penalties.
Yes.
Guys lining up incorrectly at times and losing at the line of scrimmage as much as they did. They saw some real flashes from those young defensive linemen the week before, and they really got pushed around too much against the Bears, aside from Landon Jackson, I thought. And the offensive line was the same thing. I mean, they really want to see what depth they have. Like, even somebody like Ryan Vandermark, they really like what he can bring as a tackle, but consecutive false start penalties as a football coach in that situation, it's maddening. Another layer to that, Catherine, is just these are two teams in very different situations. Like the Bears, they have a new head coach, so there's more urgency. They're doing more in terms of their playbook, 100%. I'm sure, to make sure that Caleb Williams is on the same page as his receivers and his linemen. And they've replaced a whole chunk of their offensive line. So in the Bills, it's going to be very vanilla, like we've seen, you know, in the last few preseasons especially. So wouldn't read too much into that. It's just, yeah, a few of the guys that Sean McDermott wanted to flash didn't exactly show up. Even somebody like Elijah Moore, who's a veteran, who's fighting for a roster spot, dropping 2 passes in that situation is not, you know, they wanted a higher intensity level and more competitiveness for sure.
Yeah, and I think especially when they brought it in the joint practice, to have that drop off for the game was concerning. Of, you know, talking to Sean McDermott after the game, of how it's not up to the team's standards. It's not just that they lost, it's kind of how they did it.
For sure, and it'll be interesting to see which starters actually play on Saturday in Tampa for the preseason finale. We're going to talk about some of the spots that are available, where the competition is on the roster. But, you know, Joshua Palmer was the only offensive starter to play against the Bears. Is he going to be back out there against Tampa, because they're really trying to integrate him into the offense? You know, Curtis Samuel came back from injury at practice on Tuesday, the first padded 11-on-11 practice that he's had since the start of training camp. Do we see him out there against the Buccaneers? So how they really handle certain guys is going to be pretty telling, I think. Catherine, I think really since not only the start of last season, free agency, everybody penciled in Cole Bishop as starting next to Taylor Rapp at safety. Draft capital, potential, some of the flashes we saw from Cole toward the end of his rookie season may not be the case, though. Injuries have really sidelined him since the spring. He's had that quad, and, you know, when he has been on the field, it hasn't looked great between the joint practice and the preseason game. So on Tuesday, when Sean McDermott addressed the media, he came out and said they're still looking for somebody to earn that job next to Taylor Rapp.
Yeah, it's kind of a big shift from, like you said, what everyone was expecting going into this season. I think they felt they had solidified that safety position after, you know, even last year kind of navigating some questions there. I think there's a few things to it. I think, one, Sean McDermott is not afraid to call out his players when he wants a little more from them, whether it's through the media or how he does it. There's been a few times lately when he's talked about Cole Bishop when he's been a little demanding some more from the second year safety, I would say, to put it nicely. He hasn't been overly harsh, I want to clarify that. But I think just kind of the tenor of saying, you know, they're still looking for that starting safety opposite Taylor Rapp, who has solidified his job, but also dealt with injury. You know, part of safety is that chemistry between the two guys, and they just haven't had time on task, anyone really, yeah, of guys who are actually in that competition.
Yeah, and it's such a demanding position. If Cole Bishop were even a linebacker or defensive lineman and missed as much time as he did as a head coach, you know, Sean McDermott would feel a little bit better about the situation, because you're not making all the calls, you don't have nearly as much responsibility. But safety in his defense is a demanding spot. And it was, I think people took for granted how solid Micah Hyde and Jordan Poyer were over the years, and how much responsibility the coaching staff were able to give them and trust in them. So since they've left, I mean, Taylor Rapp really came into his own last year. He's taken on a leadership role, but there's a lot more to it, and even missing a handful of practices can be a lot for a young player like Cole Bishop. So he's got some catching up to do. It was interesting hearing his comments after the loss in Chicago about not exactly being in, you know, football shape is different. You can do all the side work during these practices when you're not practicing, but you're playing at a different speed in live action. And they really just threw him in the deep end at the joint practice in that preseason game to make him get up to speed. And it was ugly. It just, he has to learn from it quickly.
Yeah. I mean, Sean McDermott acknowledged that his ramp up period was short, and it was. I mean, we had heard that he was going to be limited for that joint practice. I think he and Taylor Rapp both were supposed to be limited, sat out maybe one series. So it was not quite the limited I thought, which is okay. It's more just a testament to the fact of they threw him in, like you were saying. So I think that is a big question. You know, you look at the rest of the safety room. Damar Hamlin's a guy who's been on the team for a while, and they have a lot of trust in him. But, you know, I think there's some plays he would want back from that Bears game as well. The touchdown stands out. The very first touchdown of many stands out for both Cole and Damar, of just kind of neither being able to finish that play.
Yeah, they brought in Derek Forrest in the offseason. We haven't really seen a whole lot from him quite yet. Jordan Hancock really flashed. It's unfortunate he has a shoulder injury that right. is probably going to keep him out of the preseason finale, because he's somebody, you know, coming into camp, you wouldn't have thought he could have been competing to start at safety, but because he was splitting time at nickel corner, like, they really weren't decided on what position he was going to play. But, you know, in my opinion, you know, when it comes to stopping the run and what he His overall game has really impressed me even more so than Derek Forrest, which is shocking just considering Forrest is a veteran and, yeah, Hancock's coming in, you know, with far less experience. And it leads to the conversation, Catherine, that, you know, a lot of fans want them to bring in another safety. I think when they saw the tryout list from Monday that the Bills brought in two receivers and two running backs, I think most of the replies I got on social media were, why not at safety?
Yeah.
And there's quite a few reasons for that, but a big part of it is it's tough to get a safety up to speed on the playbook and all those responsibilities this late in training camp. I mean, the Ravens are... It's going to come sooner than a lot of people think.
It is soon. And they put so much responsibility on the safeties in this defense. And the defensive coaches acknowledge that routinely of just kind of, you know, how much is on their plates. Sean McDermott was asked about Derek Forrest specifically, and he was saying everyone's still in competition. And I thought that was... It's a bit of coach talk for sure, but I thought that was telling that it's, you know, they really think it's an open competition, which is not where they were expecting to be at this point of the preseason a few months ago.
Yeah, it seems like a trend. Anytime we've spoken to Bobby Babbage, the Bills defensive coordinator since the start of camp, he's really pointed out that not only the rookies, but some of those newer players on defense who don't have any familiarity with the scheme. You know, Shaq Thompson's an exception because he has a baseline from his time in Carolina with Sean McDermott. But most of these newer guys, it took them some time to really adjust to not only the scheme, but the demands of it, especially in specific positions. You know, Derek Forrest in particular, you know, Bobby Babbage mentioned that Forrest didn't have nearly as much responsibility as a safety in Washington's defense.
Right.
But coming in, he had to really adjust to all the calls you have to make and all the different movement that you have, a lot of different looks from that safety spot, whether you're playing single high or you're in the box. So, you know, there are some intriguing names out there, Justin Simmons, Jordan Whitehead. This team doesn't have a whole lot of cap space.
Yeah.
You know, Brandon Bean likes to make those pre-cut down trades, so that's something to keep an eye on over the coming days, you know, especially once we see what happens in that preseason game. But as of right now, all eyes are on Cole Bishop. Like, they really need him to take this job and run with it.
The Bills have one more contest left in this preseason against Tampa Bay Buccaneers. Will be interesting to see how Sean McDermott handles this. Like we referenced before, it sounds like Josh Allen is not going to play, most likely. Other starters we still have yet to hear. We'll hear from Sean again on Thursday, and that might still be too soon for him to have decided whether or not he wants to tell us who is playing. But Lance, what do you think you know, the team needs to see out of some of these guys headed into the third week of the preseason?
Yeah, I mean, it's when you have a head coach leading a team that's a, you know, is viewed as a Super Bowl contender, you don't want this last preseason game to be interesting. You want all these spots to be decided. So you can sort of sense the frustration for Sean McDermott that there's a few positions that are completely up for grabs. I think at this point, a backup quarterback, Mitch Trubisky, has separated himself from Mike White. We'll see if that changes over the next couple of days. But the last 2 weeks, really leading into that first preseason game against the Giants, I thought that Trubisky really separated himself from Mike White. To me, Catherine, I think the receiver room is pretty interesting. You know, we won't comment on the Gabe Davis part of this because he is visiting, you know, as of right now, Wednesday. So we'll see what happens there. But Terrell Shavers, what is he going to do over the next coming days to try to solidify his spot? Elijah Moore is somebody they added after the draft, and you thought coming in he'd be almost guaranteed a spot just given his resume. I mean, he's consecutive seasons 100 plus targets in Cleveland, but he hasn't shown a whole lot. You know, there's been flashes in practice, but the consistency hasn't been there. Christian Wilkerson is an interesting name that's shown some potential. Steven Gosnell, but really, like, after those top three receivers, Sean McDermott wants somebody to separate themselves.
Yeah.
You know, Curtis Samuel's another one. They view him as somebody who's very important in terms of the role that he can play in Joe Brady's scheme, but he hasn't been on the field to get reps within this year's offense because it's going to be a little different with some of the wrinkles they're going to be putting in.
I thought it was interesting hearing Sean McDermott's answer to your question yesterday about that receiving core, how he was saying, you know, they kind of know the top three, but after that, 4, 5, 6, 7, they're still in flux. And that's not where they wanted to be at this point in the preseason. And I think just kind of, you know, you wrote about receivers yesterday and just kind of figuring out that group is so critical to Josh Allen, you know, who he's able to build chemistry with, who he's able to trust when it comes down the stretch. The Bills need a bit more out of their receiving core, and I don't think they found quite what they need so far. And so I think this last preseason game, you know, like you mentioned, Joshua Palmer had a ton of a ton more than I expected in the second preseason game. So kind of what do they do with him here now, even though it's likely not with Josh Allen?
Yeah, and they need to figure out who their kick and punt returners are. That's like a low-key storyline. Brandon Codrington has looked the best out of the group, but he was scratched throughout the playoffs because they just don't trust him to play corner yet in the NFL. It's an area of his game he knows that he needs to develop. He's shown some flashes in camp. I thought he showed some good things in the joint practice, but
he was spicy in the joint practice. Yeah, he was.
I did not expect, for such a nice man, I didn't expect him to be the one to turn up the volume. But you got Laviska Shenault, who's one of those bottom of the depth chart receivers who, you know, just based on the amount of reps he's gotten in practice, we haven't been able to see him really carve out his role and how he can help if he needs to step in. KJ Hamler's done some really good things. A star of Hard Knocks, of course.
Of course.
He can really help them in the return game because one of their candidates, Darrington Evans, just went down with an injury in the joint practice. So, and they brought in another running back, Jarvion Hunt, Howard, and he got hurt in practice on Tuesday. So
life comes at you fast.
And you don't, as a coaching staff, they typically don't want to be using guys who are having a steady role in offense. So yes, Ray Davis and Ty Johnson can return kicks, but it's not ideal. You would like to kind of limit their reps so they're healthy and able to step in at running back.
Yeah, how about on the defense? I think there's still a little more to see out of that defensive line group. You mentioned before the rookies in particular. They have been kind of rocky as of late where, I don't know, I think there's just more to be seen from them before they're really comfortable with the Bills are really comfortable with what they're going to do this season with them.
Yeah, especially you have two veterans who you brought in that are going to miss the first six games because of suspensions.
Right.
I mean, at the start of camp, Sean McDermott said their depth is going to be challenged at the start of the season, just a matter of fact. So they needed to see steady development from those rookie defensive linemen in particular. Fact of the matter is, though, that development in any professional sport isn't linear. There's going to be bumps along the way. TJ Sanders had some bumps against the Bears where he wasn't as productive. Deion Walker had a couple of good snaps, but also the consistency wasn't there. On the other hand, Landon Jackson showed some improvement. Dwayne Carter showed a little bit more in his, this is his second season. They want to see more out of him. So yeah, that's a group that they want more out of. At linebacker, Joe Andreessen, really good in that first game. The second game, as Sean McDermott pointed out Tuesday, not one of his better ones. And they just need to see somebody like him learn from it because Joe Andreessen, even though Shaq Thompson is getting healthy, the former UB linebacker, they're going to ask him to step in. They're giving him more responsibility. They're giving him more on his plate so he can be ready to step in if Terrell Bernard goes down.
Yeah, I think there is now a question kind of about that depth at linebacker of, ideally Terrell Bernard and Matt Milano are good to go for the season, but we've seen them navigate quite a few injuries. And so all of a sudden there is a bigger spotlight on a guy like Joe Andreessen. I thought it was a very honest answer from Sean McDermott of how Andreessen did not have a great game, but that doesn't mean they're just going to scratch him. You look at his full body of work, you look at what he's been able to accomplish in other games and other practices, and you evaluate a little more holistically there.
Yeah, and injuries have created opportunity. Unfortunately for Baylen Specter, he ended up getting waived/injured, which is, it's tough. He hasn't been able to stay healthy. Keontae Jenkins, an undrafted rookie, was really coming on in camp. It looked like he was at least going to solidify a spot on the practice squad, but he suffered an ankle injury in that preseason game in Chicago, which opened the door for Jimmy Charlo, another Hard Knock star apparently. So and now a corner, they need more depth behind Tre'Davious White and Christian Benford. Dorian Strong and Dane Jackson, Jamarcus Ingram, like those three need to separate themselves. And it's been rocky, but they expected that, especially from a younger guy like Dorian Strong, a rookie coming in.
Yeah, it seems like there's a lot more to watch in this preseason game than maybe we would have guessed a few weeks ago.
Yes. At this point, you would, if you're Sean McDermott, you have your depth chart already set to go for the Ravens. I think they're already starting their game planning for week one, based on some of what we saw in practice on Tuesday. Maxwell Harrison's a big piece of this, and he's still a ways away from returning, so that's another storyline we're going to be watching here because they were counting on him to really be that cornerback too. So Tre'Davious White, to me, Catherine, it hasn't been a great training camp. We'll see how it looks, though, once the season starts. That's going to be it for this week. We will be back after roster cuts, so there'll be a lot more to talk about.
Yes.
We can start to look ahead at week one, but I think we can really reflect on the roster, the depth. We'll see if Brandon Bean has any moves. There's going to be plenty for us to cover, not only in the coming days, but the months to come, it's going to be a long season, guys. So we'll have you covered every step of the way. She's Catherine Fitzgerald. I'm Lance Lysowski. Find us on the Buffalo News, of course. Please subscribe if you don't already. Also on Spotify, Apple, wherever you get your podcasts. Thank you so much for your time. We'll see you guys soon.
Treat your team to the most flavorful pizza on game day at Picasso's Pizza. 4 great Western New York locations: Williamsville, West Seneca, Lancaster, and Blaisdell. Picasso's. We are Buffalo's Pizza since 1980. Order online today at picassospizza.net.